With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everyone. I jumped in there too early. This is O'Neill Outside, and we'll get to our self-promotion later. I wanted to tell you that the program is brought to you by Works Tools, Realtree, Striplings, Tough Shed, CVA Muzzleloaders, Snellville Heating and Air, Appalachian Gun and Range, Teason's Outdoor Line Apparel, which you can buy online, and Rocco's Pub, and I'll be at Rocco's tonight. We want to get to I've been holding on quite a while. I'll sacrifice the self-promotion when I can get to these calls right here. Let's do some of that right now. If we can bring up the call number one. If my computer's a little bit slow here, so Corey, so who is on call number one, sir? Is it Mike? Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the program. I'm sorry it took so long. Have I lost Mike? Evidently, I lost Mike. That's too bad. He held on for quite a while, and now I don't have him anymore. I guess not. So that's okay. Let's put him back on hold. And now let's go to the next caller, and it's John calling. John is calling from New York, I believe. If I can get him up there on the air with my equipment here. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Greetings from the Catskill Mountains, where it's two more weeks until the rifle season, yeah. But we're enjoying good bow hunting.
Good. Good for you.
Yep. Now, the reason my call... Yep.
Go ahead, please.
I was going to say, when I'm bow hunting this time of year... when I walk to my tree stand or where I'm going to sit, I don't walk directly to it.
Uh-huh.
I walk out in front like I would want a deer to walk for a perfect shot because I have had deer track me to my stands. And
oh, yes.
I've been able to get shots from them. Yep. I've seen
absolutely. When they... Even... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've seen where they lost the tracks of a doe they've been tracking, and they pick up my tracks and track me right in and give me a shot.
That's good. Well, look, I got to go here now, but I do appreciate you calling from New York, John, and please do so every week. I enjoy the call. Right now, I got to get out of here, if you don't mind.
Yep, okay.
So there we go.
No problem.
This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. We'll be back. One, this is O'Neill. It's 12 after the hour. I promise we would get to all the calls that we can, and we will do that right now, holding on the longest this time. It's Bill, and he's on the road, I believe. Bill is calling for O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, O'Neill. It's Wild Bill Carson. You doing good, sir?
Oh, my goodness. Good to hear from you, pal.
Yeah, just I'm headed to do a fishing gig, but I have hunting on my mind, and the reason why I do, O'Neill, is because you probably remember this, but my father-in-law fell out of a deer stand a couple of years ago, and we thought we were going to lose him. He had to be life-flighted to Atlanta Medical Center, and he has made a complete recovery, and last night, hunting from a ground blind at the ripe age of 86 years old, he took a really nice 8-pointer, and they sent it to me on my phone, and that is definitely a happy time. With that in mind, I just want to remind all the listeners out there that, you know, safety is paramount. On a day like today, when there's frost on the pumpkin, you put your foot on that tree stand rung, and you start climbing up it, and the opportunity, if you call it an opportunity to fall, is very real, and it can change your life. So make sure that you use
yes.
the safety harnesses and make sure that you know what you've got your hands on and your foot on whenever you're climbing into that stand today.
I couldn't ask for a greater call this morning than what you just said. Perfect.
Good deal. Well, give Mrs. Williams my best, and I hope to see you soon, my friend.
You bet. Good luck to you, pal.
See ya.
There we go. That's Bill is an outstanding outdoorsman. Let's see who's coming up next. I think it's Tim is calling from Powder Springs, Georgia. Good morning, Tim. What's going on with you? It's 14 after the hour.
How you doing, O'Neill? Thank you very much.
Oops.
O'Neill.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh,
yes, sir.
I had a... Can you hear me?
Yes.
O'Neill. What I
yes.
had happened
yes.
was I was
I can hear you
I
fine.
Was fishing. Okay, perfect. I was fishing down at a tournament, benefit tournament down out of Highland Marina in West Point. And my partner, Billy Ray, and I had gotten into a brand-new boat. I won't mention the name. And we were idling out. I put on my life vest. And shortly after takeoff, like within seconds, the motor fell off the back, swung me out of the boat in March, and had to have Kenny Carroll down there recover me around all of the flying-by-me boats that were going on. And the reason I'm calling is to remind everyone to check your equipment. What ended up happening was the jack plate, which was newly installed, did not have the bolts tightened down with the nuts on the back. So it ended up just basically rattling off of the boat, and the motor completely came off of the boat. And when that happened, it slung me out of the boat.
Would imagine so. I'm glad you made it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad you. Well, you. Hey, we go on all these trips, hunting trips and fishing trips, so we can come back safely and then lie about it.
Well, let me tell you, we're headed down to Upson County right now with my dad. He's 76, and we're going to go try to get us some deer down there. So that's where we're headed. You have a great day, sir.
Good. You too. Glad you called, pal. You bet. There we go. Now let's see. My timing is 16 after the hour. I'm in good shape there. Who's up next? We'll go chat now with Don. Don is calling, of course, from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Always a pleasure to hear from you, sir.
How you doing this morning, Kevin?
Good, good. I got a little cold, but I'll get better by the moment.
That'll go away in due time. Yeah, the temperature is cooling
yes.
down so over here now. We're finally, water temperature is coming down, and pretty soon you'll have to hunt them 80s off the Gulf Stream to be king fishing, but in the meantime, you know, the bottom fishing's still there, and that's all always catch and eat for us, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet.
Yep. Ross had neck surgery 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's going to be incapacitated this season. And maybe this will get him through it, and he'll be able to pick it up next year. So,
is he okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Son.
He's progressing. He's progressing very good, and he's a little bit anxious about getting back on the move, but you know that may be a bad thing because he needs to recuperate from those are tough operations.
I got
yep.
you. Well, I'm glad he's doing okay and he is progressing, and I'll look forward to your description of his hunts later.
Maybe next year. We'll be like the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I hope so.
Wait till next year.
Always wait
yep.
till next year. Glad you called, Don.
Hi, Kevin. Enjoy you.
Always a pleasure. Always, you bet. Always pleasure to hear from you. Let's see. It's 18 after the hour. We've got time for this. Let's talk to Mac. He's calling on line number one. Good morning, Mr. Mac. Captain Mac, what do you say?
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Well, I've got a little, I'm doing fine. We've got a little telephone delay here of a few seconds, so bear with me. What's going on with you? How's fishing on the lake?
You know, fishing's been pretty good. I would say better than normal for we just are in our turnover, going through the turnover time. I think fishing's been, it's the lake's fished better this year than it normally does during that time frame. So a couple things for guys to look for if you're going today, have something tied on. A lot of topwater fish, a lot of schooling activity, very sporadic, but it's happening often enough. You need to be prepared for it. A lot of fish around points and humps, all over the board depth-wise, which is typical when the lake turns over. But pretty good live bait bite, but it may be down lines, may be free lines. You need to be prepared to do both. And a lot of bass fishing is good, a lot of topwater fish. Today, it might be a little tougher today after we have those big bluebird skies. This big front might be more of a drop shot, worm type bite, but overall good. And a lot of the bass, too, they're really oriented to the humps, like main lake humps. I don't know. The depth, again, is real scattered out, 10 to 25. But all in all, good fishing, and the crappie bites really picked up, so it's pretty good. So tough decision. You're going deer hunting, going fishing. I'd say do both.
All right, let me ask you a question quickly, because earlier in the program, a fellow called and said he had fish on the surf a few times he's been. He was either hybrids or stripers, but he couldn't get them to bite. So I'll tell you, I told him his bait was too large. What would you say?
I would say your bait's too large. Most probably. Oh,
okay.
A lot of these fish will start feeding on very small thread fins this time of year, and we got to match the hats. And so if he's feeding on 2.5-inch baits and you're throwing a 5.5-inch bait, sometimes that won't work. They can be that size specific, which is kind of odd. When you see a fish on top like that, you think he's just wide open, bites anything, and they can be, but they can be very specific, and we're starting to see that now. So 10 lighter lines, smaller baits. And it's a tough concept. We're looking for a really big fish, you know, a big striker. We're looking at a big bait, right? Not necessarily. So you and I have talked about this. Inline spinner baits, small spoons. A small bucktail is always good to throw. So just downsize a little bit, and you'll probably catch them.
Yeah, isn't it funny? I have actually seen, and I'll drop the call, but I have actually seen my spoon, when I used to use a sidewinder, roll over the back of a striper and him ignore it.
Yes, it happened.
But when I threw a small spoon, he bit it. Yeah, no kidding. Glad you called, Mac.
Have a great weekend.
You bet.
Everybody be safe.
And I'll see you soon, pal.
Thanks.
You bet. That's the key. There you are. We got to get out of here. It's 21 after the hour. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome back, everyone. This is O'Neill. Let's talk to Hank, and then we're going to have our radio prize package question. So let's talk to Hank the Yank right now at 25 after the hour. This is O'Neill at O'Neill Outside. Good morning.
404-872-0750.
Yes. Thank you for your help.
Well, I just thought I'd promote a little bit. Well, listen, here's what's going on. You're on the clock. If you want to stripe a fish and catch a fish with a fly rod, it all started yesterday. We had a big blow come through. Water temperatures cooled down to 68 degrees. The fish are chewing on the surface. You need to be throwing super small baits because the fish are eating between 1 and 2 inch thread fin shad, 1 inch to 2 inch. So unfortunately, as much as I love fishing a sidewinder spoon, With a conventional rod, it's just not going to do it. You've got to fish a something else fly and throw that actually either behind the spoon if you're a conventional angler, or you better learn how to throw a fly. It's just that simple.
There you are. Well done. Well said.
There you are. That's what's going on. So, yeah, yesterday I took Jimmy Harris out. We took a ride around the lake because I start firing up. I am booked now through the end of January. If I tell you I might have 5 days open at the most, we're booked solid. But we went out looking just to see, you know, we're on the new moon, and we talk about how the moon phases help the fishing tremendously. And we went out after yesterday's blow, after Halloween's blow, and the fish were all over the surface. Just about everywhere we went on the lake, we saw fish up and we put four stripers into the into double digit size in the boat, and so we had a really good trip for a couple hours late in the afternoon.
Fantastic! No wonder you're booked.
Yeah, we're staying booked. Everything is good. It's all good, you know. And I'm sure, as you know, this is happening all over the South. Because, tell us about stripers.
They don't know where they live.
There you go. My favorite line of all time. It's the best.
And
it's absolutely the greatest.
Hank the Yank's got a book coming out. Hank the Yank has a book coming out, and we cannot wait to read it. It's going to be wonderful, I'm sure.
Going to the publisher next week, about 66,000 words on how to catch a striper, whether you're a fly or a conventional angler. It'll give you all the techniques and how-tos to catch them in rivers and lakes throughout the United States. And we even have O'Neill in the book. His fingerprints are all over it as well. So, but anyway, listen, I want to tell you one more thing before I get off and let you go to the next caller. Very important day today.
Okay.
Go dog.
Okay.
Sick 'em. Beat a little flub. We got to eat some gator this afternoon.
Woof, woof. Well done. All right, my good friend. Thank you for the call. We always learn something when you do that, and I appreciate it.
You take care, pal.
There we go. Well, you bet. I'll see you soon. There you go. All right, time for the radio prize package. Time to put your brain in gear. It's really an easy question today. Telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area and all over the country to all our SB Nation stations. The number is 800-WSB-TALK. That's 972-8255. You have to be 18 years old, and you do not get to ask the question a second time. And it takes us 2 weeks to get the goods to you. And here is the prize pack. You get a 1 week at the Appalachian Gun Range, a permit for a whole week, a Bojangles gift card for $10, Whitetail Institute DVD about planting food plots, an Angler magazine, DNR rigs, a Thunder Chicken from Captain Mark Noble, a can of Fisher's Choice Baits, a selection of True Turn Tackle, a Swaggerty's coupon at store level. You get to eat Swaggerty's free. And the question is, Travis, my grandson, has been on the show many times before, and he is a veteran outdoorsman. What is his last name? It's not just Travis. He does have a last name. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Now, he's not calling about that, so let's talk to Jason. He's calling from Fairmount, Georgia. What a lovely place, Jason, that you
live in
Fairmount.
Yes, sir. It's a great place. You blink and you missed it.
Well, that's good.
I know. I love it. It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. Anyway, what I was wanting to call you about is I'm heading out to the tree stand today. It's 32 degrees, so I can't wait. Have you heard about these new methods of getting up the tree to do your hunting?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it started with John Eberhardt back in the 80s. He does what's called saddle hunting. And since then, late 80s, they come out with what was called trophy line. The company went out. And then now recently, everybody's starting to catch on to it. It's kind of like a lineman's belt where you climb up in the tree like you're going to, you know, trim the tree. But the saddles are they're designed for deer hunting and comfort rather than, you know, work. So now we got new saddle products.
Right. Yeah, I heard about that. You're correct.
Yes, sir. And I love it. I last year I bought mine and I had a tree stand and I thought, well, I'll just wait and see how I like this. Before the end of the season, I went ahead and sold my tree stand. I'm never going back.
How about that? I'll have to look into that and give it a try.
Yeah, it's awesome. 360 degrees around. You get up in any tree. You got bigger tree selection, better shot. You can shoot all the way around the tree. It's quiet. If you're a hunter like me that likes to go 2 miles in, you don't have to carry a clunky stand on your back. You just throw it all in your bag and just head out.
Well, give me the brand of that again, please, Jason.
Well, Trophy Line's coming out with a new one. Then you've got H2, then you've got Tethered, then you've got Arrow Hunter. A lot of companies are coming out with these saddles now. And you're constantly tied to the tree. So you can't fall out of the tree. So I would consider it a lot safer as well. If you know what you're doing, if you're using the gear correctly, you can't fall out of the tree.
That's the ultimate reward.
Very much. I love coming home to my family.
Did you come back safely? You bet.
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Thanks. Hey, listen, thank you for the call. That's really good. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. You have a good day and good morning, and I'm going to go out and try to get me one.
Good deal. Call me back next week.
Yes, sir, I will.
Good deal. I mean that, too. There we go. Okay, we've got a lot of calls, and I'm sure we probably have a winner. Yes, we do. Excuse me. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside at 5:32. And the question for the radio prize package was, my grandson's first name is Travis. He's been on the show many, many times. And I know this question is probably entirely too easy, but I didn't have time to come up with a better one. So let's talk to Betty. And she's calling from, I don't know, where are you calling from, Betty?
Monroe, Georgia, Walton County.
Monroe, yes, indeed. What's the background with Monroe, Georgia? For the president, or what was that for?
I'm not really sure. Perhaps it could be. I'm more attuned to what is happening in Loganville, although we have a Monroe address. We don't live in the city. We live closer to Loganville.
I see. Well, I lived in Snellville for 35 years, so I'm very familiar with it. And
yeah.
I used to hunt when I was very awful lot in Loganville, out in the country.
I know it. Yes, boy, it's not the country
okay.
Now.
I'm sure it's not. Okay, the answer to the question is, it is Travis... Who?
Johnson, and all of us Johnsons live down here, and we may be kin.
Hey, inbreeding can be fun.
Oh, yeah. Surprising what you
okay.
come up with.
All right, well, we'll put you back on hold and so that we can get the proper information from you.
Okay.
And it'll take a couple of weeks to get it all to you, and I thank you for your participation in the show.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. I'll put Betty on hold, and there we are. All right, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. We've got time for this one. He's been holding on quite a while, and I think we're going to talk to Wade from Kentucky. Are we going to talk with you this morning, Wade?
Good morning, O'Neill. Can you
hear me? There you are.
Hey, buddy,
I can
doing?
Indeed. All right.
You got a little delay going on today.
This is a traffic red alert from 95.5 WSB.
This red alert continues in North Fulton County. Georgia 400 southbound crash still has all lanes blocked just past Northridge Road exit 6. Use Highway 9 Roswell Road as an alternate. Mike Boozer, 95.5 WSB.
There's a Chevrolet dealership down there, and they used to advertise on WSB. Out of Atlanta on Channel 2.
Where's Logan? How about that?
And it's where's uh-huh. Loganville? Oh, back in the early 80s, nobody knew where Loganville was. We lived up north on it.
That's right. That's right. Well, how are you doing, sir? Have you started your deer season?
Next week. It starts up here. It's already started, but I'm going next week. Been seeing them move around
okay,
over in that big soybean field.
Yes, sir.
They crossed
okay.
from that soybean field over
fine.
To the power line. I've been seeing them regularly in the morning, early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, imagine the kids
well,
on
good.
The school bus watching them every
all
morning.
You're all set for a great start.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful up here. We had 26 degrees this morning.
Ooh, boy, well, you're on the way.
Yeah, we had like 3 inches
you're
of rain
the
last 4 days.
Uh-huh. Well, you're on the way for a great start. I got to go right now, pal, so let's chat next week. What do you say?
I'll call you back next week, buddy.
Okay, we'll chat. And all right, it's time to drop out of here for a break. This is O'Neill. We'll be back. Welcome back. We've got a lot of calls. We'll get to every one of them if we can. And we have the Medal of Honor coming up in a few minutes. Let's chat first of all with Rob. Rob is calling from Maine. Good morning, Rob. You're on O'Neill Outside. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Lovely.
Great. Hey, listen, just touching base. About 15 years ago, we were on the air together, and we were talking about how deer hunting's changed over the years. And I was just thinking yes. about that this morning, sitting at the house, and right now I'm sitting in Seal Cove, Maine, about to get onto a lobster boat for a three-mile ride off the coast to an island to go deer hunting. And
good for you.
Today's opening day of deer season up here, and I've been working on a boat up here for a couple of years now. I used to live in Roswell and decided to move to colder climates, and mm-hmm. Taking a couple of young boys out hunting today. But
wonderful. Keeping good it for simple. You. Those are the things I love to hear about.
Yeah, we had our conversation
the
last time. They're starting to breed. There was a friend of mine got a picture on camera yesterday of a buck mounting a doe right in front of his camera.
Oh, boy. Well, it'll be an exciting day for you and your guests.
We took a bunch of boys out to this island last year about this time, and seven of us hit the island that day, and we took four deer off the island in 4 hours. So, we're wow. kind of hoping for another repeat this year. Not as many going out. There's only four of us. There's a guy I fish with and his two sons. But mm-hmm. people get too wrapped up in having all the new
equipment. I would have to. Going and hunting and preparing and doing the hunt is what counts, not what you shoot.
Oh, yeah. We've got some doe tags to fill up here this year. The state's pretty liberal on issuing tags out along the coast due to overpopulation issues. So we're going to go do our best and help the owner of this island thin a few out. But the
good. How big is the island, sir?
This island is pretty close to about 980 acres. It's got one okay. large kind of split field down the middle of it, big hay field out there around this. It's a small working farm in the summer. And this hay field out there is pretty close to about a half mile long, so we got plenty of room for the four of us. But the
good for
thing
you.
That we talked about 15 years ago, stuff we're trying to teach the kids today, is not get too wrapped up in buying all the newest gimmicks. You know, each of us is going to walk out with a couple of rounds in our pockets and a couple of lever guns and a couple of apples and some bottles of water, a knife, lighter, and a compass.
There you are. Hey, that sounds like a that does sound like a 15-year-old hunt.
But the it's kind of exciting this year to get these guys out there and hopefully get the next generation hooked like us old farts are.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Hey, great. Listen, it's good to hear from you. I hope you call again soon.
You too.
And certainly do, please call next week and let me know how you did on this hunt. Will you do that?
I will, sir. Give Woman Williams my best.
I will do that. Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
That's a nice call from Rob. We have the time before the Medal of Honor for me to pick up this caller right here, I think. Moment. You stick with me, Dad, just for a moment. It's 43 after the hour. We've got calls there, but I don't. Here, let's talk to Tommy. He's calling from, he hadn't been holding on. Tommy from Sparta, Georgia. Good morning, Tommy.
O'Neill.
Hey.
O'Neill. How are you? This is Tommy from Sparta,
yes.
Georgia. How are you?
Hey, what do you plan on doing down there today anyway? Do you plan on hunting or just hanging out at camp?
No, sir. I had to get up early just to call you. I told you I would call you yesterday. So
yes, you did.
It's 38 degrees in Sparta, and I'm going to go sit for 7 hours in the pines.
There you are. You'll probably do well today.
What's the rut map? What's the time zone? What's the premier time today?
bullseye. You are perfect.
I've lost
the rut is happening, and you're in it. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Tommy. I say the rut is happening, and you are in it. You're right on top of it. So you should have a good day, and I expect, well, I'm going to telephone you Monday or Tuesday and find out what you did, and don't lie to me.
Okay, well, thank you. I woke up early just to call you, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thank you. I will, and I hope you do, too. Good luck to you and your party.
Thank you, O'Neill.
You bet. See you, pal. I apologize to everyone listening to the show this morning. We've had some technical glitch in which the timing of my conversation and the conversation from the caller is off by a few seconds. So if it sounds like we're stumbling around with it, it's true. We are stumbling around with it, but there's nothing for us to do about it right now. So we'll do the best we can, and we'll straighten it out, I'm sure. Our engineer in Peachtree City, I've told you this before, her name is Karen Green. The program goes from right here at the cabin in North Georgia, and it goes to WSB Radio in Atlanta over an internet line. Then it goes to Peachtree City, Georgia, at a studio there, manned by Karen and Brian Green, real engineers, not me. And then it goes there to somewhere in Texas, Fort Worth or somewhere. And then there it goes to 110 stations on the Sports Broadcast Network nationwide. So it's quite an engineering feat. And Karen, it has a nickname. Houston, as in, Houston, we have a problem. Because no matter what the problem is, whether it's fixing the transmission on your car, or engineering a radio show or a television program, or flying a plane, or playing professional saxophone in a jazz group, she can do it. And that was Gail's nickname for Karen Green, and it's Houston. As in, Houston, we have a problem, and we could not operate this television and radio program without her. That doesn't mean she's going to get a raise at all. It means probably we'll cut her hours because she's very efficient. It's almost 48 after the hour, and if my engineering department can manage it, and if everything's queued up at 5:48 this morning, it's time for the Medal of Honor tribute, and we'll wait for that introduction, and I'll read this tribute to you. If Corey
honor,
is ready,
courage, and strength of character.
And
these qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Chaplain Charles Waters, Army, November 1967, Vietnam. Chaplain Waters was moving from with one of the engaged a heavily armed enemy battalion. As the battalion raged and the casualties mounted, Chaplain Waters, with complete disregard for his safety, rushed toward the line of contact. Unarmed and completely exposed, he moved along in front of the advancing troops, giving aid to the wounded, assisting in their evacuation, and giving words of encouragement and administering the last rites to the dying. When a wounded paratrooper was standing in shock in front of the assaulting forces, Chaplain Waters ran forward, picked the man up on his shoulders, and carried him to safety. As the troopers battled to the first enemy entrenchment, Chaplain Waters, ran through the intense enemy fire to the front of the entrenchment to aid the fallen comrade. In short time later, the paratroopers pulled back in preparation for a second assault. Chaplain Waters exposed himself to both friendly and enemy fire between the two forces in order to recover two wounded soldiers. Later, when the battalion was forced to pull back into the perimeter, Chaplain Waters noticed that several wounded soldiers were lying outside the newly formed perimeter. Without hesitation, and ignoring the attempts to restrain him, Chaplain Waters left the perimeter three times and to face the small arms and light weapons and mortar fire to carry and to assist the injured soldiers to safety. Satisfied now that all the wounded were inside the perimeter, he began aiding the medics. Chaplain Waters was giving aid to the wounded when he himself was shot. Chaplain Waters' unyielding perseverance and selfless devotion to his comrades was in keeping with the highest traditions of the U.S. Army. Chaplain Waters died that day, November 1967. It's 50 minutes after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. We've got a few more minutes, and let me ring this up right here and see who this caller is. Otherwise, you'll just have to listen to O'Neill and another one of his usually insane tips. But I want to do this. One of the things I want you to keep in mind when you're deer hunting this fall, if you've got a particular deer, like when we had a call earlier from Mark, and he missed his prize biggest whitetail he's ever seen in Georgia, do this. Resight your deer rifle in often. And if someone else uses your rifle or you use someone else's rifle, sight it in. This week, during my hunting trip with Tanya Higgins, I had sighted in my CVA Cascade bolt-action centerfire. I had sighted it in. I had a three-shot group that touched each other that were 2 inches high at 50 yards. We decided we would let her sight the rifle in. Her first shot at 100 yards was 4 inches high. That, quite frankly, I expected, because the bullet was still probably rising. We adjusted the scope, the Kona scope. We adjusted it at 4 inches down, and her next shot was bullseye. And bullseye, and bullseye. Always resight your rifle. If you've been had that rifle on a plane in the luggage department, and you're shipping it, or you're packing it, and when you get where you're going, and all throughout the season, my goodness, resight your rifle with the same cartridge and same weight that you're going to use in your hunt. If you are experienced and you're calm and you exhale and softly pull the trigger, you're doing that. If you're going to shoot the deer, you need to do a favor to him or her and dispatch her or him neatly and quickly. And that's what Tanya did this week. This is O'Neill. I'll be back.
Leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday. Say goodbye to keeping time. We're standing away down by the coast.
I'm going to close the show today. That's the show being O'Neill Outside. If you'll permit me with a couple of expansions on a couple of our sponsors of the program, and I'm trying to do you a favor so you can give it a try. Two things. Number one, Appalachian Gun and Range in Jasper, Georgia. Fully equipped store with a range, 25 and 50 yards. But here's a tip there that's not in the ad that I want to tell you about. They also, at Appalachian Gun, they operate as a pawn shop. So if you're looking for a rifle or a shotgun, they are likely, because of they do operate as a pawn shop, they've got some outstanding deals on rifles and shotguns and pistols, okay? That's a little extra about Appalachian Gun. Number two, I just accepted advertising from, and now I use Teason's wildlife apparel, Teason's camo, okay? It's spelled T-H-I-E-S-S-E-N-S, but it's pronounced Teason's. I'm going to tell you about this for a minute. A little things that aren't in the ad that will make a difference to you if you have an opportunity to purchase some, or if you go, you're about to do some camo buying. Number one, you buy it directly from the manufacturer. It's inexpensive. Number two, it's really quality stuff. Number three, the hoods on everything are detachable. That makes a big difference. Number three, the zippers are really heavy duty. The pockets are huge. The thighs are real big, so you can put your pants on over your boots. And the zippers and the bottom of the camo pants are also large, so you don't have to take your boots off when you put on your camo. It's called Teason's, Teason.com. Glad you joined us this morning. It's always a pleasure to be with you on the air. And if you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along, you're too busy. We'll see you guys next week.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.